Welcome, everybody. June 28, 2011. Today we are 28, which is a 10, radiant body. And we have the third of three eclipses coming up very soon on Friday. And what does this mean? What does all this mean? The 28th, the 10, the radiant body. What does this mean to us? How can we amplify these frequencies through our own field? That's really the question that we can ask at this time, that we can enjoy asking and enjoy feeling. And the reason that we can enjoy feeling, I'm emphasizing the feeling word, the answer to this question, is because this third eclipse that we're moving into on Friday, July 1st, is another solar eclipse in Cancer, new moon in Cancer. Now, we've had 3 years of eclipses in Cancer, and we've talked about these before. What is the Earth trying to tell us? Is the Earth stands between the Sun and the Moon, making a statement. Here I am, Sun. Here I am, Moon. Cancer, feminine, nurturing, we know the answer, that the Earth is making a statement. The Divine Feminine is now being reborn onto the Earth. Maybe not since Paleolithic times have the inhabitants of the Earth really revered and honored the life-giving qualities of the Divine Feminine with the early goddess archetypical forms that have been dug up from ancient history of the full-bodied goddess, and with the triangle, with the spiral inside, symbology of the kundalini, the life springing forth from the goddess, worshiping life, rather than what we've been experiencing for the last number of years of the dominator culture, where we've been dealing with the three major issues, which are now crumbling and changing with the Saturn in Libra that we've been talking about last week. The three major issues that are crumbling and falling are relationship to power, war, and money. We talked about last week our relationship to power and how with the initiation of the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, which is unity consciousness or universal consciousness, which is the connection to the whole, as Kalaman describes in the Mayan calendar interpretations. As of that, we had the nuclear fallout, the Fukushima accident. So what does this mean, and what's happened since then? So what's happened is that Japan is now going solar. They put billions of dollars into now no more nuclear power plants, and they're going into solar electricity. They're going into solar power. So this is a perfect example of how the old system is not working anymore, and people are being forced to come up with new solutions. So there's one way, and you can look around, and also there's a lot of information that solar is now becoming a lot more affordable. So people are starting to wake up globally to the fact, I mean, it's bayonet in the belly, like could it be much more drastic than the accident at Fukushima to wake us up? But people are waking up to the fact, grassroots or rising up with all the flooding, with all the water going into these nuclear plants. And we talked last week a little bit about the Nebraska nuclear plant in the U.S. being near flood stage, that there's a rising up of flow, and again, divine feminine flow, a flow towards waking up. And this is really what we look for. And we also need to realize that this is the time of probably the greatest chaos on the planet maybe there's ever been. Anyway, in the last at least 5,125 years, which is one quarter of the 26,000-year cycle that we're talking about, where we're lining up with the galactic core, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is now pulsing these new frequencies of consciousness and awareness onto the planet. And they're coming through. These frequencies are literally waking up the right brain, the right hemispheres of all of humanity. So the left and right hemispheres can now become balanced, can now create a whole hologram that's in alignment with the hologram of the divine mind. And this is what we're talking about when we move into through different frequencies. We're moving from the very center of the earth, the core of the earth herself, the iron core crystal, the crystalline frequency in the center of Gaia, who is a living being. And we're resonating that crystalline frequency with the divine mind of God as we go all the way up through the ninth and tenth dimensions. This is the alignment. So what is the mind of God that we're aligning with? The mind of God is pure thoughts, thoughts such as divine bliss, thoughts such as innocence, thoughts such as pure freedom, co-creation. So there are qualities of the divine mind, and they're pure qualities that are untainted by the lower frequencies of the dominator culture. So as we move into this solar eclipse on Friday, we are moving into these frequencies. We're moving into these divine frequencies. And we're also, with this eclipse, with this divine feminine new moon in Cancer eclipse, we are also under the influence of a grand cross, a planetary astrological grand cross. This is itself extremely significant. You may read something astrologically or read a little article or look on the internet or look in an astrology magazine and they'll say, oh, da-da-da-da-da, grand cross, eclipse, da-da-da-da. What does this mean? A grand cross, think of it, a cross has two directions, horizontal and vertical. So what's happening with the grand cross, what this alignment is showing us is the piece that we need to put in place is the vertical piece. We've got the horizontal covered. Think about it, the horizon. You look out, it's flat. You think about the horizon, the horizontal part of the cross, is almost like lying down. And lying down to receive is wonderful, but lying down and receiving, and also not, once you receive the information, standing up to co-create with the information, that's what we're really talking about. So we're needing the vertical piece. This is the piece that we're putting in place. This is what the Grand Cross is telling us, to stand up and claim our birthright, claim our consciousness to be co-creators with the divine, with the divine mind, with the ninth dimension and beyond, aligning with our field of divine light, activating our light cloak, which is our aura around our body, can now be activated to hold these higher frequencies, the frequencies that give us the right brain, left brain balance, the consciousness that we are co-creators on the earth at this time. So the grand cross, the vertical piece of the cross, takes us from the dominator, just the lying down at submission line, to the vertical, which says stand up, raise up your arms, do breath of fire, feel the energy coming in from the center of the galaxy, and claim your divine birthright as not only co-creators on the earth, but as universal galactic citizens that can feel, again, the operative word here with this Friday eclipse that's coming up, that you can feel in your body what you are, who you are. Yes, it's important to know what your destiny is. And your destiny is, can be known right now. Your destiny is to feel in your body that you are a co-creator with the divine. That is your power. That is your birthright. That is your glory. And as you breathe that in and fill your lungs and breathe up from the root, breathe up from your feet and feel that you are co-creating with each step that you take on Gaia, on Mother Earth, and moving in that frequency, then you will be one that receives these higher energies that are coming through the galactic core. You will be anchoring them in. So you don't have to necessarily be a famous person in the movies, but when you can feel into what's happening and you can walk with that feeling and breathe with that feeling and hear what's happening. And as we were just talking a little while ago when we were checking in and chanting, and I was saying that I was starting to hear Gaia talking to me, and I was out in the woods in southern Indiana, and I had the thought, I so wanted to hear this hoot owl, because I used to live out there, and I the owls were so loud. When I first was there, I couldn't believe it. I thought, it scared me. I thought, what is that huge, really large noise? And I heard the hoot. And the hoot owl hadn't been around for a long time, and they're very rare. And I just had such a feeling of connection that hoot owl knew that I wanted to feel connected to it, that I wanted to hear it. And it's so deep. This feeling of connection with Gaia, with the Earth, is starting to become so present and so much a part of who I am and a part of the consciousness of the planet that everybody is feeling, or at least becoming aware of, so much more of what is happening and so much more how people are standing up for themselves with repressive governments, to knowing when they walk around plants that there's a connection with that plant. I had an interesting experience where we have a garden where I am right now, and my friend had planted some purple beans. And the purple beans look like green beans except for they're purple, and it was kind of funny. He said, well, I didn't know what they did. I'd never had them. I didn't know what they were like. But I thought, I knew you liked purple. So I thought, that looks interesting. I'll plant some purple beans. So we actually pick them, and they're long, and they're bright purple beans, and we steamed them. And I ate some, just even a few. These are the first ones that we picked. There weren't even that many that were ripe and long. And these purple beans opened up my third eye. So just being aware of what colors of the food you eat in connection with the mother and the effect it has on you. I mean, I literally felt buzzing from eating purple beans. It sounds kind of funny, but that's what happened. So there's so much more attunement with Gaia. And remember, the more as we feel attuned, the more light we send out, the more we align with these frequencies, the more chaos is going to be around us during this period of time with Saturn and Libra, Saturn being the form and Libra being the relationship to the form. The more this Saturn and Libra, the more these forms are going to have to conform to the forms of these higher frequency, the forms of light, the forms of the currency of the mother, the flow of the mother. And I just sort of had another funny experience when I was just watching a little video on YouTube of Ron Paul talking about the Liberty Dollar, which was an alternative form of currency, which the government didn't like after 10 years. They broke into the people's offices and arrested them, but they had stamped Ron Paul's image on the back of one of the coins, and they asked him about it, and he said, I didn't know anything about it. I don't know what happened, and I'm not aligned with them, but what I do believe is that there should not be a monopoly on currency. Let it be what it is. If people in a certain area want to have purple beans as currency, let them have purple beans. Let currency be just something that evolves from what people want in different areas. It doesn't need to be something that's controlled or dominated by some, you know, figure at the top that breaks into people's offices and takes all their money, all their alternative currency, because they look at it as competition. So as a co-creator, as the vertical axis of the Grand Cross, we're moving into co-creation, something that works for everybody, something that's a flow, something that feels good. It doesn't feel good to dominate anymore. It doesn't more and more people are becoming aware of how things feel, and people don't. So the more kind of this from dominator culture to partnership culture, more people become aware that they want to be in partnership with Saturn and Libra. Libra is partnership. They want to be in partnership with the Divine Feminine. They want to be in partnership with the Earth. They want to be in partnership with others. And also, the vertical line on the cross says, we don't need external authority to tell us what we feel. Do you need someone to tell you what you feel? Can someone even tell you what you feel? What if someone said, this is what you feel, and that wasn't what you felt? It doesn't matter. It's your own experience. So the vertical line says, as you feel what's going on in your body and claim that feeling in connection with the world that we live in, the ether that we're surrounded in, the more you breathe that in and feel what the field is that you live in, you have a direct connection with Source. Source is all around you. The etheric field is all around you. And what is ether? Ether is love. And once you breathe in and notice, and I mean like the collective you, the planetary you, feels this field of divine love, why do you need to go to an external authority to tell you what to feel or tell you what to believe? So this is what's happening on the planet. You're moving into being cloaked in light and aware and energizing these frequencies like snowflakes or like fireflies. Oh, that's another funny experience that last night where in the room and every night previously, in the room where I'm sleeping in the Midwest, I had this firefly flying around me. And at the first night that it happened, it totally startled me. It was really dark in the room, and all of a sudden, these lights are going off. And I thought, what is that? What is it? Again, it was so, unusual. And it's these fireflies lighting up the room. And I have these fireflies flying around in my room, in this completely dark room. So I love that analogy. It's the analogy that even this little tiny bug can totally light up a completely dark room. And that's what's happening. The more people feel the flow of the Divine Feminine, the more we light up the whole field for all to see that what we're doing is we're anchoring in and moving into the frequency of the vertical axis of co-creation of the Divine Feminine on this solstice, this Friday. Okay, let's meditate. Thank you. Rama Dasa, Sase Sohung, up the vertical axis of the Shishumna, from the center of the earth up to the galactic core. And here we go. Breathe in, open your heart. Energize the earth, expand your cloak of light, awaken your vertical axis, and claim your divine birthright as a co-creator. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let it go. And slowly come back. Open your heart. Slowly come back. And just see what you feel in your body and feel your alignment, your vertical alignment with co-creation in the field of love that you live in, and feel in your body, feel the center of the earth, feel the eclipse opening, and in that alignment going up to source and down to the center of earth from that place of co-creation, from that place of strength and power. If you have an intention that you'd like to state, to put into this beautiful field, for the Earth or for yourself or for others, you can go ahead and share that with us. I am a co-creator. Go ahead. Beautiful. We've generated a beautiful field, so we can just energize any intentions that you might have for yourself or for the planet or for others.
I am love.
Beautiful, thank you.
I am one with the earth.
Thank you, beautiful.
I am peace.
Thank you.
I am light.
Beautiful, thank you. You can say more than one also.
I am healing.
Thank you.
I am compassion.
Beautiful. I am compassion.
I am one with my family who are coming to visit from Toronto.
Beautiful. We are one family. Beautiful.
I am unity.
I am unity.
I am one with all.
Nice. I am one with all.
I am consciousness.
I am consciousness. Beautiful. I am bliss. I am one with the divine mind of God. I am harmony as I walk on the earth. I am radiant for all to experience around me.
I love that. I am abundance.
I am abundance, yes. Beautiful. I am divine light.
I am freedom.
I am freedom. Yay! I am part of the solution. I am rising to the occasion.
I am in sync with the Creator.
I am in sync with the Creator. Wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I am in sync with the heartbeat of the Mother. Mother Earth, Gaia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, beautiful, everybody. This was a very awesome, awesome gathering. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, go ahead. Yes, we can just talk now. I wanted us to give a few minutes to kind of hold that feel of meditation, but we're good now. We can talk.
I wanted to ask you, you talked about the feminine energy that is now more pronounced on Earth. Does it affect the male polarity? I mean, do males feel agitated, or are we going to catch them trying to use the left side of their body? Or I just want to know if that's going to affect them in any way.
Yes, it's going to affect everybody. Basically, the pulses that are coming through the galactic core are activating the right brain. So we're looking, what's happening right now is the right and the left brains are being activated on everybody. So technically, or if we want to say the left brain is the divine masculine and the right brain is the divine feminine, we want to get them working together. So if somebody, man or woman, is resisting that part of themselves, because we both have both, then they will feel agitated or maybe in resistance or maybe angry, just like Lisa was saying about solstice. That much purity, we're in a time of purification. And purification brings up people's resistances. So yes, if somebody has resistance to the flow of the divine feminine, then they might feel agitated or, you know, whatever, annoyed, irritated.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't control things in the same way, because remember, the left brain dominance is more of a linear control, where the right brain, the divine feminine, is more of a flow. At any moment, the direction could be changed. At any moment, some structure that was no longer useful could be changed, and a new idea could come in at any moment, and the divine feminine is going to flow with the higher frequencies, is going to rise, where the people that can't flow are going to sink like a rock.
That's beautiful, thank you.
So there might be some splashing and sinking and floundering about going on the planet, but look for those energies that are rising and catch that wave, which is what, you know, we're all attuned to doing, but this is the time to catch a different wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the YouTube about the UFO?
I saw it, yeah.
Which UFO? I'll look it up.
The one that in England.
Yeah, Nefti sent an email.
Oh, okay.
Contact activation on it.
Oh, okay. That was beautiful.
Was it?
Beautiful.
Wow. Okay, we'll have to look it up. Thanks, Navdeep. You're welcome. Thank you. Cool. Yeah,
sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. Thank you. It's good. Everything's good.
Okay. When you think about Shakti activation, when I attribute it and look at it, think of it in terms of doing the feminine, and also think of the magic.
Oh, definitely. That's definitely an aspect of the divine feminine magic. And I think magic is nothing more than really being to open up to the moment, as I said, with how I felt eating the purple beans or hearing the hoot owl or the firefly in my room. I think those are, to me, those are magical moments.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because every year since my mom died, I always get visited by a big fly, and it doesn't matter what time of the year. Whenever I think about her, a fly appears.
Uh-huh.
The big flies, and it'll follow me off to the house, and the whole time. So I've gotten so now I kind of hold a conversation with the fly, and I just kind of, hi mom, how are you? But whenever I think about her, or I miss her, or she comes across my mind, a fly comes, and it doesn't matter. Like, it could be in the middle of the winter. And
uh-huh.
I get a big fly just comes into my house.
That's so great. What I have with my mom is black butterflies. My mom loved, those were her favorite butterflies. She loved butterflies, the black ones with the blue. So my mom comes to visit me all the time in the form of black butterflies. I'll just be walking around and out of nowhere, I mean literally butterflies fly into me. Out of nowhere. I'm like, hi mom. And then I had a really funny experience. My sister's birthday is actually in a few days, July 3rd, and I was shopping for a birthday card for her the other day, and there's this birthday card that had a black butterfly on it and kind of glitter, and there was all kinds of other birthday cards, and my mom made me, and I would say made me because I kept looking at the other ones thinking, oh, that would be cute for her. There was ones with little fairies and different things. I was thinking, oh, that would be cute. And no, I had to buy that card with a black butterfly so I could send it to her and say, guess who the card's from? Mom and I. Mom wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Aww.
It was really funny. It was great. I loved it. It was really great, yeah. So the veils between dimensions are definitely getting thinner, wouldn't you goddesses and guys say?
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now it's Princely, you are talking about your mothers, and I have a daughter and she has been going through a little bit of a trouble lately. Adjusting to the institutions that are here around us. And I don't know if we all as a group can bless her and send her love and strength that she would be grateful. And she's only six, and so she can hold that love that she has in herself while she's grateful and compassionate and still sitting in the society where she lives in. So I don't know how to put that. I am gratefully, lovingly, compassionately living.
I maintain my flow in all situations. You know, she's probably struggling because, you know, institutions like school, a lot of schools, you know, they want people just to sit down and not flow. So it can be difficult to, you know, have
but
to follow somebody.
I mean, she's got to fit in the same time. I like her to be who she is, so it's a bit of a challenge for me. I don't know, as a mother, how do I help her in that situation?
Well, I think explain to her that her natural state is to flow, and when she's in school for this short period of time, she needs to follow instructions, and when she's not in school, she gets to be in her own flow. So if you explain to her what it is and help her make some distinctions, then I think if she can understand what's happening, she won't feel so crazy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
This is Norma. I feel a lot of pain when I hear you guys talking about your mothers, because I don't have any connection. My mother is still alive. I'm still in South America, but I don't have any bond. She's more like a stepmother to me. I don't have any bonds or any connection with her. So it's, you know, it's kind of mixed feelings. You know, it's great that you guys can talk, but mine, just hearing about how you guys talk, bring a lot of pain, and there's so much in my stomach that, you know, because of stuff that happened before. Sometimes I yearn. I will want to reach out, and how can I change this, you know, before she leaves this earth, right? And I know I have to do something, but I'm not at that place to do it, right?
Right.
I'm lost, but it's always painful to hear people talk about their mothers and the connection, the love they have, and you know how their mothers are guiding them or watching over them. I yearn for something like that.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Norma. So let everybody on the call, let's surround Norma in healing, loving mother energy, and we'll be giving you our mother energy. We'll all be your mothers, and you can call on our energy to feel that nurturing, unconditional, guiding light love, and we'll just fill your heart with our love right now. I am freely giving Norma unconditional mother loving energy in this moment. So everybody just send that to Norma. Beautiful. And let's chant the Ma meditation for her just a couple times. Ma, 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 ma. Ma, 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 beautiful. And inhale. Hold Norma in your heart as your own daughter, your own friend, your own beloved, part of your family. And exhale and feel that connection with Mother Earth, knowing that Norma belongs to Mother Earth and belongs to us. And that oneness of the love of the mother. Beautiful. And let it go. And let it keep going and going out to infinity so Norma can draw upon this beautiful field of love, of mother love, anytime she needs to feel that. And she can draw it into her heart, breathe it in, and think of us. And breathe it into her feet. You're welcome, Norma.
Yes, Norma. It's Sharon, and my, you know, my mom has been gone for about 4 years, and I was never close to my mom until the last maybe couple years, just before she passed away. And you know, and I've always just connected to the earth, you know, and even since her passing, you know, I've even healed some of her shadows for her that I felt. And so, you know, it's possible to, even though it's, you know, it's possibly painful for you, and but I just wanted to share that, you know, I had the same situation, and I, you know, you just have to, everyone has their own path, and you know, it's not always, you know, pleasant, I guess. So
thank you, Sharon. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Any other comments, requests, feedback?
May I say something?
Yes.
I was thinking about Norma. You know, whatever comes from God is for a reason. And I would use, if I was you, but that's me, I would use the time to reconnect with my mother. I realized that our mothers are given to us in the form they are given for a reason. It is all in divine love and grace. So use the time if you can, and I wish you have a beautiful experience of opening your heart, both of you, and connecting before she passes away.
Beautiful. And for anybody that wants to connect with someone that they're not connecting with, you can always meditate and connect with their higher self, and sometimes that really works. So you never have to deal with their ego if that's the problem, because usually their higher selves will respond if you meditate and can ask to connect with their higher self and talk, actually have a conversation, actually talk to their higher self, you know, if you're in a different location or whatever. Just meditate on them with love and then talk to them, what, like as if you were in person having a conversation with them. So that's a really magical key that works a lot of times. It releases the pressure. Thank you. Tejpreet, did you want to say something? I thought she was saying something a minute ago. I guess not. Okay. Anybody else? Closing comments before we complete for today with a long satna? Okay, inhale, sat nam, sat nam, sat nam. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody, for holding the space. Thank you to everybody, the bright lights of everybody on the call. Thank you to Yogi Bhajan. Thank you to Babasiri Chand for helping us hold space and bring forth these beautiful co-creator energies. And I will talk to everybody on Thursday on the Goddess Support Call and next Tuesday. So thank you, everybody. Sat Nam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.